Zvachim Perk Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav 11:6, straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Not even perfectly clear to me why it's a separate Mishnah. So we're going to now talk about a Kli Nechoshes. We said that the copper container or any metal container for that matter which has the residue or the absorptions of Kadshim, so once it passed the deadline, it becomes Nosar. You have to essentially clean and kosherize it back in the Azara. But same problem, if your Kli Cheres becomes Tame, excuse me, your Kli Nechoshes, your metal utensil, becomes tame outside of the Azar, you can't bring it back in, so what are you going to do? So we said for earthenware vessel, puncture a little hole, because that will lose its original status. When it comes to metal containers, people are making metal containers not for little holding things. Metal was very expensive, it was used for specific things, so think of it as like a frying pan. You know, you can't use you need metal for a frying pan, you can't use other things for frying pans. So a frying pan, in the time of the Mishnah, is very expensive, it's made out of metal, hard to make. If it gets a little hole inside of it, okay, so what? Your frying pan has a hole inside of it, so it'll keep on frying, what's the big deal? So the point, therefore, is a little hole won't do it. To make this lose its tuma and lose the status of being like a kli, you have to make essentially like a major hole inside of it. And once you make a major hole inside of it, it loses its status of being a kli, and therefore it won't be makabel tuma. The problem is, then it's not a kli anymore, and you won't, when you bring it back in, you're not purging the kli of its, no, sorry, it's longer a kli. So what will have to happen is, you're going to have to make a major hole inside the thing to destroy it, but then you have to get a hammer and bang it back together enough that it could function once again as a frying pan, loosely, and therefore it'll be a kli once again and ready for you to scour and purge it of its the grease and the absorptions. So that's what the Mishnah says inside. It says kli nechoshes sheyatzu chutz lekilayim. If you had a metal utensil which had the residue or the absorptions of korban inside of it, and it went out of the bounds, out of the Azara. So then, nichnas umorko v'sholtfu b'machon kadosh. You got to bring it back inside the Azara, and then you'll be morko, you'll purge it. I will describe what that means in the next Mishnah, exactly. V'sholtfu, and you'll rinse it b'machon kadosh, in the Azara. Nitmechutz l'kilayim, if while the metal utensil had been outside of bounds, it became tame, you know, dead rat touched it, so what are you going to do? Pochaso. Pochaso means like you really break it, okay? You make it, you degrade it, so the point that it can't function as a kli anymore, not just a little hole, but a major destruction of it, okay? But then, says the Baratunura, when you bring it back in, it won't be function as a kli at all, so therefore you have to now take a hammer and bang it back into place enough, and then v'nichnas, you bring it back in the Azar, now it's tahor, but it still has the residue or the absorptions, bring it back into the Azara, morko, you purge it, shvot, shotfo, you rinse it, but makom kadosh, in the holy place, in the Azara, as is required by the pasuk.